Yeah?
What do you say about my voice?
What, sorry?
Do you like my voice?
I'm sorry. Hang on. What's your name, madam?
Fiona.
Fiona. And what do you do, Fiona?
I'm a full-time Dory.
You're a full-time what, sorry? You're a full-time?
Dory.
Sorry, I've forgotten what the word Dory means. Is that the fish from Finding Nemo? What do you mean you're a full-time Dory?
Oh, I'm just saying, do you like my voice? Set phone line for paedophiles, right?
Sorry, am I meant to... I think I'm meant to say something rude now. It feels like you've read my line out. Don't worry, sir, I've got this. You have got an odd voice, madam. It's quite pitchy. What?
His mate cleans your pool.
What, sorry?
His mate cleans your pool.
His mate cleans my pool.
Chris.
Okay. No one in here was thinking he probably doesn't have a pool. Of course I've got a fucking pool. Someone's got to clean it, and I imagine his pikey mate is ideal. Is that where he found Dory, is it? So hang on. So what do you actually do for a living?
We haven't still found her. She's still missing.
Oh, okay. But let's put that to one side. Imagine you're having a conversation with a human. What do you do with this lovely voice? Do you do something that involves it?
No, I'm going to train as a decoy to help catch paedophiles.
That joke didn't work the first time. Your voice doesn't sound childlike, it just sounds weird. You sound like sort of a cartoon character, you've got that right. What do you do for a living?
Just at the moment I'm answering phones.
Just at the moment you're answering phones? Well, that feels like the wrong job for you. Who are you answering phones for? Or do you mean you just sat at home waiting for the phone to ring? Oh, it's another customer who wants me to suck him off for 20 quid. Okay. That's like, how do you mean you're answering phones? That could mean fucking anything. Who do you answer the phone for?
Chinese.
What, for a Chinese restaurant? Okay. I'm only asking because it's Taunton. And this, it's basically the 70s here. Tell me you don't do the voice. I just want to confirm she knows it would be wrong. We all know it would be wrong. She seems a little touched. So people phone up looking for Chinese food and then find themselves going, yeah, I'll have a chow mein. And you go, in your voice, go and say chow mein, please. And they find themselves knocking one out, do they? Weirdly kind of Betty Boop.
Did your relationship counsellor give you any good advice?
Relationship counsellor give you any good... Are you having a hard time in love, sir? Tell me more. Tell me about you. What's going on?
My wife divorced me years ago.
Well, that's a yes to some difficulty in love. Are you having difficulty in love? No, my wife divorced me years ago. Well, I still think that's a problem, sir. What's going on at the moment? You single? What are you looking for?
Well, no, I've got a new one now.
You've got a new one? Okay, well, where's she now?
She's at home with my little boy.
She's at home with your little boy. Okay.
In the basement.
So what you were you looking for relationship advice?
No, I was wondering if you had any relationship.
You were wondering if I had any relationship advice. Yes, that's you looking for relationship advice. Are you looking for relationship advice? No, I was wondering if you had any relationship advice. He's probably wondering why I was late. How long have you been married, sir?
3 years now.
Are you counting the first marriage as well? Are you giving yourself an aggregated score?
I've got that one on the edge. We've got a new one now.
You've got a new one now. What do you do for a living, sir?
You know when you're driving home at 3 o'clock in the morning,
No, no, no. Fucking land the plane. What do you do for a living? I am in canoe, but not in kayak. The fuck are you talking about? You know when you're driving home, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's a misty night. And you think, the fuck do you do for a living? The job title, sir. Not a short story.
Traffic management.
Traffic management. He puts cones out. Okay. I remember when I first found comedy, everything fit, everything clicked in life. I'd never felt at home more so than being on stage telling people jokes and writing jokes. I just absolutely love this job. It's the right thing for me. And I feel putting cones out is like that for you. It's we've all got our part to play in life. And that is tough to fuck up, isn't it? That is. Why do you do it always at 3 a.m? What the fuck are you thinking? I think it's because people don't want you out in the daytime. There's other people around, you just distract them and tell them a long-winded fucking story. Are there any teenage girls in? Any teenage girls? So it's a terrible piece of grooming. This is why I don't work with the BBC, I'm not good enough. Are they... Any other? Hang on. I'm going to deal with this guy first. What, sorry?
Are there any topics in comedy that you think...
Any topics I think I can't touch? Ginger hippies. Ginger hippies I never joke about because they're a dangerous kind of... Because if you meet a ginger hippie, about 16, 17, he's almost certainly an incel. He will... I'm guessing a dude, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, taking a punt on your gender. What's your name, my friend?
Fred.
What do you do, Fred?
I'm currently in college, but I do a lot to do with radio.
A lot to do with radio. I fucking love a bit of radio. Well done, you. Get into podcasts, that seems to be the future. That's my advice, Fred. And presumably some sort of incel?
Got a face for radio.
But he's got a face for radio. What have you got a face for? Alcoholics Anonymous meetings? What the fuck are you talking about? I can see you as well. Looks like someone drowned a Cabbage Patch doll in a pond. Any topics that are off limits? No. It's my job to be brave. If I think of something funny, it's my job to say it, and then... roll the dice. There's no freedom of speech. Well, there is freedom of speech. There's no freedom of consequence. So, you know, I just have to fucking roll with it. What's your name, madam? What, Tallulah? Yeah. Fucking tremendous. Hats off to the name. And what do you do, Tallulah?
I'm a cleaner, but I'm a singer and a songwriter.
You're a cleaner, but a singer and a songwriter. A cleaner with dreams. Fucking great. Ooh. And what is this, the other half? And what do you do, sir?
I'm a vending machine. I've got my vending machine company.
I'm a vending machine. One of the best answers we've ever had. I'm a vending machine. Sounds like something a four-year-old would say. What do you want to be when you grow up? I'm a vending machine. I'm a vending machine. You've got a vending machine company. And what's in the vending machines? Is it crisps? Is it snacks?
Coffee, all that sort of thing. I go around putting them in factories and things.
Snacks, cold drinks, coffee.
I've got one in the Wellsprings place down the road.
You've got one in the Wellsprings place. We're in the Wellsprings place. The mental health place down the road. Now, this... I feel like we're getting closer to the truth here. I'm guessing my friend Tallulah is a cleaner in a mental health institute. Well, his cock's not mental. Yeah. What, sorry?
I've seen two interviews with you with...
Should you not be driving a London cab? I feel like this is a conversation we should have like this. I've seen two interviews with you. Go on, my friend.
If I'm coming down here, I'm going to park him up, so I'll stay where I am. Bye.
Well, he's a cockney fucking geezer. Da, 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 da. I know, I love it, man. Go on, what's your question?
Right, your material.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Thanks, man.
Towards the edge.
Towards the edge? Wait until we get to the end. Go on.
I see an interview with you explaining comedy. Could you explain it again, please?
What jokes or?
Yeah, what?
Well, I can't really do the whole thing. I do occasionally do a podcast where I'm a little bit serious. That's not what I'm doing this evening. But like a joke is it's the sudden revelation of a previously concealed fact.
Well, no, all I'm trying to say is
was
be a question.
Well, I think some people don't. I think it's a straw man, isn't it? Sometimes people go, oh, I'm very offended by that joke. Well, you can't be offended by a joke. It's benign violation. That's what jokes are. Jokes are a way of mediating the terrible things in life and making it okay by laughing at them. So I don't think you'd be offended by any joke, but that's just for people that aren't offended. We all fucking know that. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're not using the phrase benign violation on a regular basis. Other than Fred, who's probably got A-levels, but the rest of you.
Jimmy, before you go, what is your...
We're not on the phone. Well, I gotcha. Yeah. Go on.
The ultimate worst joke you've ever said.
I'll do it at the end. I will do it at the end. I'll check in with you at the end, but I don't think you're going to be disappointed. I think you'll be okay. And you say near the edge. The edge, obviously the edge is different for everyone, isn't it? We'll find out where yours is. Oh. Please, can you congratulate my son, Aaron Jones, on passing all of his GCSEs? Thank you. Where's Aaron? Aaron, it's quite a feminine voice you got there, mate. Who was that?
There's drug slag behind me.
Is that your mum, Aaron? Who is Aaron?
I don't know her.
It's fucking Judas Iscariot. Did you pass all your GCSEs, mate?
I did. I don't think this one did, though.
All right. Yeah, Aaron's very upset. Let's let that go. I like Aaron. I feel bad for Aaron, if I'm honest. His parents could give a fuck about him. Look how far they got in the big book of boys' names. That'll do. We'll have other kids. What's your plan for life, Aaron? What are you going to do? Maybe not anything in communications. Let's move on. Okay. What else we got? Please give a shout out to Michelle and Darren, who recently got married in Gretna Green. Where's Michelle and Darren? Where are you?
Yeah.
Hi. Why Gretna Green? Were you eloping or you just thought it's traditional?
Eloped.
You eloped? Fucking tremendous. Saved you a fucking fortune on buying coronation chicken for people you barely fucking know. I thoroughly approve. What do you guys do? You work in an aquatic store. You sell tropical fish. Dory's over there. Still ridiculous. Very nice. What, sorry?
I love being ridiculous.
You love being ridiculous? Okay. Jimmy, got any jokes about wrestling? I use the stage name Mr. Romance. What's yours? Rob Force. Ro-D. Where's Rob? Where are you, Rob?
Hi.
Hi, Rob. Mr. Romance. Are you a rapist? Sounds like, is it wrestle or a struggle snuggle? Are you a wrestler, Rob? A long time ago, you were a wrestler. Cool. Now, what kind of wrestling? Because obviously there's Greco-Roman, there's, you know, Gracie Brother technique, jiu-jitsu, and there's some wearing spandex. That one, fucking giant haystacks. Incredibly unathletic men jumping around. trying to suppress their homosexuality. But you remember that? People used to say when I was a kid, oh, wrestling, it's all, they're all on drugs and it's all fake. And you go, yeah, like all fucking sports. My sister Sam is here in the crowd and her job is to wank off dogs. Where's Sam? Where are you, Sam? Where's Sam? Hi, Sam. You all right? Are you... Do you work for a vet or are you porn? What's your... What? Are you a dog breeder? Yeah. And your job is to... Oh, God. Oh. The little lipstick. What? You got a favourite breed? Well, now we're talking, I might as well ask, what dog's got the nicest cock? What's he? Obviously mine. A Jack Russell. I can't believe you answered that question, Sam. People have been in prison for less.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.